From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that would end the policy of separating migrant children from their parents as they illegally cross the southern border with Mexico into the United States. In perhaps the biggest policy reversal of his 17-month presidency, Mr. Trump said, "We want to keep families together. It's very important. I'll be signing something in a little while that's going to do that." But he also said he's going to make Mexico do its part to stop migrants from passing through the United States.
They have a 2,000-mile journey up Mexico. Mexico doesn't stop the people. Well, we're not going to put up with it, and I'm going to make it a part of NAFTA that they have to. In the meantime, we're working on laws on making them very strong, but we have to make them compassionate.
The U.S. in the last 6 weeks has separated more than 2,300 young children from their parents and sent them to detention centers while charging their parents with illegally entering the country. In response to newly imposed tariffs by the United States, the European Union will impose tariffs on the U.S. beginning Friday. The EU has compiled a list of U.S. products for which it will begin charging import duties of 25%, a move that could escalate into a full-blown trade war, especially if President Trump follows through with his threat to impose tariffs on European cars. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross defends the move, saying the tariffs are helping revive the steel and aluminum industries.
Well, I'm pleased that the president...
Canada said that it will impose retaliatory tariffs on $12.5 billion worth of U.S. products on July 1st. Mexico imposed tariffs 2 weeks ago on a range of U.S. products. They include steel, pork, and bourbon. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.